You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at the midterm budget policy statement. Of course, this takes place tomorrow. We expect that National Treasury will table that tomorrow. Hopefully, it's a lot smoother than what we have seen through the budget tabling of this year. We don't expect any hiccups at this stage, but we'll keep an eye on that. For now, we'll do a bit of a look ahead to what we can expect tomorrow. I'm joined on the line by economist at Econometrics, Dr. Azhar Jamin, to see what we make of this. Dr. Jamin, always lovely catching up with you. I remember very clearly when you and I sat in studio the first time that Democratic South Africa had to cancel its budget speech, and you and I looked at each other. This time around, we're getting a sense of potentially what we can expect tomorrow. I want to get your thoughts around what you think should be top of mind, or what might be top of mind for our minister.
A number of things that will be top of mind. The first one is a determination to convey that, contrary to a lot of expectations that many people have had in recent times, the government is not abandoning fiscal discipline, and is actually managing to contain the budget deficit and the public debt to levels lower than people had feared. And in fact, latest evidence suggests that government hasn't spent as much as it said it was going to, and at the same time has been collecting more revenue than anticipated, partly as a result of the surge in precious metals prices and the resultant profits of mining companies. And that means that I think there's a good chance that he'll be able to show the deficit is turning out to be lower than anticipated in when he presented the budget in May. The second thing I think focus will be on whether or not the National Treasury agrees to the Reserve Bank's pressure to reduce the inflation target from a range of 3 to 6% to one of a point blank a point range of 3%. There was originally a lot of apprehension on the part of National Treasury to follow the Reserve Bank downwards with the inflation target, but if one believes an article in the Sunday Times that said suggested people in the know say that it has finally agreed to reduce that inflation target, and that both of those things would be quite favorably received, I think, on financial markets. The third big area of focus will be to see what government's budgets for economic growth themselves are. Is it relatively optimistic? There's been a mood of optimism flowing through markets in recent times that suggests that we are about to gradually lift our growth rate from 1% upwards to 2% or more over the next few years, helped along by Operation Vulindlela and structural reforms. It will be interesting to see what the minister says in that regard.
Dr. Jamin, I want to come back to the point you touched on around the commodities and perhaps look at the windfall there. I think coming out of the COVID pandemic, the super cycle, the somewhat cycle that we had on the commodities rally of 2021 or thereabouts, we saw around 100 billion rand in windfall coming through for SARS and for the economy. Do we expect similar numbers? I mean, this year's rally has pretty much covered the entire year. How big a windfall are we anticipating here?
I think we are expecting a substantial windfall. I think 100 billion rand is possibly excessive to anticipate, but certainly more than enough to plug that gap that was going to be plugged with a 2% VAT hike that you and I remember back in February that caused the budget to be postponed. I think we are looking for a number somewhere between 50 and 100 billion rand.
Dr. Jamin, in terms of the other side of the conversation, I mean, you touched on the fact that economic growth is also going to be a pillar of conversation. We just spoke to Momentum Investments, but this has also been the sentiment around in the market, around the fact that the unemployment figures, although showing some signs of positivity, are a long way away from where we would like them to be. Do we think we'll hear anything around this with regards to what is tabled tomorrow?
Certainly there will be mention of the high unemployment rate and an acknowledgement on the part of the government that it is still high. But I think what the government will try and sell us is the view that the structural reforms that are being attempted under the auspices of Operation Vulindlela will yield positive benefits. I think the key factor to recognize, and it'll be interesting to see whether the minister actually conveys this, don't be too impatient. Some of these structural reforms will take time to actually manifest their success. And in that regard, of course, much depends on the speed with which South Africa can start clamping down on this vicious spiral of corruption and criminal syndicates, etc., that is fortunately being brought to the forefront by the Madlanga Commission and other legal processes right now. The awareness has improved, but will this translate into concrete action that actually puts an end to criminal syndicates that are scuppering many of the attempts at embarking upon infrastructural investment that can enhance service delivery?
Dr. Shamin, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around what we could potentially hear from National Treasury with regards to the grey listing and the outcomes of that. We had anticipated that we would want to be coming off that grey list before the end of 2025. It has happened. We've managed to get that done. A significant milestone for the South African economy, for the South African financial systems as well. Do we anticipate that that will have any positive spillover effects from a budgetary perspective, or at least from a planning perspective, that Treasury might be able to lean into tomorrow?
Well, to a large extent, it has already had some positive spin-offs. I mentioned higher commodity prices, but that's not the only reason why the budget deficit will turn out to be lower than anticipated. The other is that long-term interest rates have fallen by 1.5% in the past 6 months, and that in itself can work towards reducing government expenditure substantially and paving the way for the government to actually adopt a much more have much more positive fiscal parameters that could, judging from rumors, result in a upgrade of our credit rating, which would be most welcome. And then you get into a very virtuous circle of lower interest rates, less government spending, and lower deficits, and therefore not such an increase in public debt. And that compares very favorably with the opposite that is happening in so many countries in the world, including both developed and developing.
Well, we'll see how tomorrow shapes up. We are anticipating this conversation. We have been looking forward to it. We hope that we don't have any unexpected surprises coming out tomorrow. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Dr. Azhar Shamin, economist at Econometrics, for joining us to get his thoughts around budget expectations for tomorrow.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.